This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's firefighting community is working to meet the special challenges of hoarders. Meredith Hawes is part of the effort. She's a regional education specialist for the National Fire Protection Association, and she was formerly with the Grand Traverse Metro Fire Department. Meredith, you organized a hoarding task force in northern Michigan a few years back. Why was that?
Well, I was working for my local fire department as a fire and life safety public educator, and simultaneously I was also serving as a part-time education advisor for the National Fire Protection Association. And as such, I was presenting on the topic of hoarding and what the fire service needs to know. And in doing so, talking about assembling task forces, and it just really came home to me personally when we had a fatal fire here in Grand Traverse County that involved a situation with hoarding. And the gentleman in the situation lost his life because of a home filled with items that blocked his exit. And it just seemed the next natural step for us to begin to assemble our own local task force. And so that's been the driving force behind our local initiative here.
And this type of behavior, the hoarding, that's deadly not only for the homeowner, as you said happened in the Traverse area, but also firefighters.
Absolutely. I mean, there are obvious risks to a homeowner, to a resident, because of the, as I mentioned, the blocked exits, but also for, you know, the inability to get medical care into the home, falling objects, tripping and falling over objects. But for first responders in particular, it can really delay the response for medical. And it can also be absolutely deadly when it comes to home fires because of the amount of what we call fuel load in the home that increases the heat and the rate in which the fire burns, and the ability for the firefighters to navigate through there, very disorienting, and can also lead to the collapse and falling items on firefighters, trapping them in a home as well.
So what are Michigan fire departments doing now, Meredith, to get out in front of this and, I guess, trying to help the hoarder before a fire breaks out?
What we're really doing, Cynthia, is kind of shifting how we traditionally looked at these homes, where we might have viewed a home with a hoarding conditions as somebody who was extremely lazy or just didn't have the desire to keep their home up, and realizing that when there's excessive situations, that we're most often dealing with someone who has a mental health issue, and bringing a lot more compassion and empathy to the situation and trying to find a resolution through a task force where we'll have a positive outcome rather than just enforcement, which often in the past could just lead someone to move and then begin hoarding in another location.
So what does that look like, Meredith? What can a fire department, a fire inspector, or any type of firefighter interaction, what can they do?
Yeah, you know, it's really multi-layered and it's multidisciplinary. And in that, I mean that the first steps really internally in a fire department and any agency even is to create a common language. And so what we're doing now is really relying on clutter index rating scales so that we visually and with written descriptions can identify just how severe a problem is to begin with. And so when we've got a firefighter that's returning to a fire station, he may say, you know, this is a hoarding situation. We can take a look at that scale and say, okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, how severe is this? Does it call for some education for these folks? Or does it need a little bit more of a more hands-on approach? Do we need to be more active in helping to get some supports and help to this family because of some serious conditions? Now, it may even be that there is a need for immediate action because of the risk to a child or an older adult in the home.
Yeah.
Or it can just be internally in the fire station being aware of that home, that they do respond to a call. They can be prepared for what they're going to find when they get there.
You know, I've seen this firsthand, Meredith, in my family with two relatives who since passed away who were full-blown hoarders. And it does take a lot of care and sensitivity and tact. And there's that sense of shame because so many of these people don't let anyone in their homes, even close family members. I just wonder really how you crack that.
There's no one clear answer to that question, Cynthia, but it begins with developing some rapport. And like you mentioned, oftentimes there may have not been guests in the home for years and no one's really aware of how severe the problem is. And then there's a medical call.
Yeah.
Or there's the smell of smoke or fire. And all of a sudden you have first responders in a home and they are unexpected and you become aware of the situation. And so I'll give you an example. We had a local fire. It was actually a smell of smoke in the middle of the night for a family. And while the firefighters were there, they noticed there were some concerns about the amount of clutter in the home, but also some extension cords that were linked one upon another and running a lot of electronics. And so to follow up, we visited the home and checked to see, you know, what the origin of the fire, the smell of smoke was, which resulted in a faulty furnace. But then I joined along as the fire and life safety public educator and just offered some input, a little bit of advice, left some materials with the people to review and really kept the emphasis on their safety. And as it turned out, they had an adult child living in the home and a grandchild. And so, you know, that becomes a real concern. And really, oftentimes people don't want to put anybody at risk. Their lives are so overwhelmed and really chaotic that fire safety, life safety is really far down on the priority scale. And so bring it to their attention can oftentimes begin to move the needle a little bit.
Well, at least the effort is happening in departments all over Michigan, but it's clear that it's a very, very carefully handled and not a speedy process, is it?
Not a speedy process. It's a complex issue. It will involve many different agencies and individuals in a community to truly create a positive outcome, as I mentioned, and put together a plan for folks. And the person who's dealing with a hoarding condition has to be at the center of it. We really want them to find the desire to make some changes. And we're not looking for house beautiful. We're looking for house functional. And it has to be at their speed. And so it may require a long-term kind of relationship with people. But through community hoarding task forces, we found that those have had the best outcomes. They don't come without challenges, but they have produced the best outcomes to date.
Meredith Hawes is with the National Fire Protection Association, where she's a regional education specialist. She was formerly with the Grand Traverse Metro Fire Department. Great talking with you, Meredith. Thanks so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.